Caden, since you're feeling so good, I want you to hand these out for me, if you would, please. Zephaniah chapter 2. And thank the Lord. We've got some work done around here. Brother Josh been keeping the yard up, looking real good out there, and so that's a blessing. Zephaniah chapter 2 this morning. Okay, Brother Ray, why don't you go ahead and ask a blessing, bud.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you for what you've done and bless the offerings that we can give back to you and do your will here.
Jesus. Amen. Zephaniah chapter 2 and verse number 1. Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired. The gathering together, as we see in Scripture here, especially in this point, is such a worshipful time, especially amongst that nation that's not desired. Israel is still a nation not desired, and so many just have an absolute hatred for the nation of Israel, and even those that say they love Israel don't. There are a lot of fraudsters out there, a lot of horrific people that wish the demise of Israel, and of course we're seeing a lot of that come to the fruition, and those that say they are, you're seeing them to be fake and fraudulent. So, you know, we always be praying for the peace of Jerusalem, Psalms tells us. So remember that. Now, if you would, verse number 2, before the decree bring forth, before the day passes the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of our Lord's anger come upon you. What is it? What is it? Well, he says, gather yourselves together. Verse number 3, seek ye the Lord, and all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment, seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. For Gaza shall be forsaken, and Ashkelon a desolation. They shall drive out Ashdod at the noonday, and Ekron shall be rooted out. Woe unto the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nation of the Cherethites, the word of the Lord is against you, O Canaan, the land of the Philistines. I will even destroy thee, that there shall be no inhabitant. And the seacoast shall be dwellings and cottages for shepherds and folds for flocks. And the coast shall be for the remnant of the house of Judah. They shall feed thereupon. In the houses of Ashkelon shall they lie down in the evening. For the Lord their God shall visit them and turn away their captivity. I want to end right there for a moment. We'll try to read the rest of the chapter. But I want you to recognize a few things. Number one, he's telling them to gather together. It's always a time of worship. Get right with God. He said in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, he says, they'll pray and they'll humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I turn from heaven and I will heal their land. It is amazing to me, a lot of believers, that's not for the believer, that's not for the church, that's not for us today. You're an idiot if you think that. This entire Bible is for you and I. Now I realize he is speaking to Israel in the Old Testament, there's no doubt about it. But all Scripture is profitable, whether you like it or not. You can come up with all these ideas of this is for this and this is for this, but if you miss out on the scriptural principles that will better your life, you're the fool for not doing so. This is a great idea for us. I mean, there's different scriptures that are coming to mind even right now. Verse 3, seek ye the Lord and all ye meek of the earth. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. For those of you who might think that certain scriptures for certain people and this and that, you need to understand that seeking the Lord and seeking righteousness sounds like a common theme through the Scriptures. And it's foolish to seek other things. And I've been guilty of it. You've been guilty of it. Where we seek our comfort level rather than seeking after God. We seek after those things we like. We seek after those things that we agree with. We seek after this and we seek after that. When God's saying, seek after me, Lord Jesus, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Whether it's promise built into it or not, that just ought to be the desire of every believer, is to want to know Him. As Paul said, that I may know Him in the power of His resurrection, the fellowship of His sufferings, that I might know Him. So with that in mind, he mentions, gather yourselves together. Verse 3, seek ye the Lord. in this chapter, he's bringing about what you and I ought to do to avoid wrath. Babe Scott is here. To avoid wrath. And there's only one way to avoid wrath. Again, verse number 3. Seek ye the Lord. Seek ye the Lord. The Lord Jesus is the only answer to the wrath of God. The wrath of God is on all sinners regardless of nationality. What are those nationalities? Well, he mentions that in verse number 4. For Gaza. What's going on in Gaza right now? What the world will not tell you is that in Gaza, in Lebanon, in Syria, in the nations around Israel is the enemy. And Iran has been, and to tell you the truth, I believe that Russia and China, maybe even North Korea and some of these other bad actors in the world are promoting it. They are funding it. They are building this enemy against Israel. Of course, we all know that the devil's putting them all up to it. Lucifer is. But the point I want to make with this is, in Gaza right now, they lob in missiles and they lob in bombs from Libya, Lebanon, and all these countries around. And then everybody gets upset with Israel for defending themselves. That is so wrong. And the Iranians have been funding all this. There was a video that was put out by a good news organization, and they had taken, and I can remember when they had the hostages in Iran in 1979. Was not a good time. Not a good time. They went into our embassy. See, we had a good relationship with Tehran before the Ayatollah Khomeini. We had a good relationship with most of the nations in that area. And they went into our embassy and they took our people hostage. I don't remember the exact number. I'm wanting to say there was 47, but I can't remember exactly the number. And it was holding them hostage. And those people there will behead people on camera. They have no problem with that. They will kill people without the one news reporter that was killed a few years ago. It's atrocious what those people... You have to understand that that kind of enemy has to be put down. It's a ravenous dog. Now, they took this video and they had a few liberals around them and they went to this college campus and they were saying, yeah, and they turned it. They said, this is what Americans have done. And, oh yeah, we know that, we know that. And they said, that's not so. That was when they took the Americans hostage in Iran, and people didn't know how to answer that. They didn't know what was to be said because they have such a hatred. Listen to me, friend. The liberal, the Democrat in America has such a hatred for America that they want to destroy it. Well, it's not just a liberal and a Democrat. We have the Republican that is such a whip, like this John Thune, who's such a sissy, not willing to fight for the American people. Over 80% of the American people, you should... Does anybody in here not give an ID when they walk in to vote? I don't know how they're getting by with it, but even we found out about the fraudulent system here in the state of Michigan with Johnson and Benson and Governor Whitmer. You know, Governor Whitmer is under investigation right now. And all this is to understand, you need to know this. There's corruption everywhere. But let me say this, there's wrath of God on all these nations and all these people. Now, I can stand here and tell you that right now the wrath of God is not on me. I've been saved by the Lord Jesus. I've been washed in the blood. I stand righteous before God, reconciled because of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know that. But these nations, regardless of their nationality, are all under the wrath of God. Matter of fact, God allows a lot of this to happen. The Muslim extremists, the Muslim period, here in the United States, they're going to keep trying and trying and trying, and they're doing it now. But they're trying to change the laws. They're trying to, basically, instead of coming to the United States and assimilating, they're coming to the United States to change it. And when you don't see that, then friends, the wrath of God is real. And these people are going to see His wrath. And that's what happens here. In verse number 5, one of the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nation of the Cherethites, Now, this was another nation, Tyre and Sidon, where those cities along the coast and up and down the coast, whether it be Nineveh or Tarsus or some of these others, and then you get into the Crete. Now, I didn't know this, and I got to thinking, boy, this is pretty cool. Oh, Canaan, the land of the Philistines. Do y'all know what the word Philistine means? Migrator. They believe that most of the folks that were in this area of Canaan, we have the Philistines, we all know about Gath, we all know about Goliath. They came from the Isle of Crete. They were migrators. They went from this place to that place, basically like a vagabond. Maybe even, now I don't want to use the word gypsy here, but they didn't go to different areas to live. They went to the other areas to conquer, to destroy. And that's what we have even in our nation. You know, there's some millions of people that have been allowed in illegally. If you think about it, the enemy is within. And the only reason why the Democrat wants that is so they can get the vote and keep their cushy little jobs and not have to stock groceries, run a high-low, Brother Ray, or whatever other jobs, Walmart greeter or Sister Catherine at the Brody Hall there. They don't want to have to work a job. They want to have all their money for the... Well, that's the corruption. The corruption that continues going. Judgment has occurred in the past. Sodom and Gomorrah. David's victory over Goliath. Noah's worldwide flood. So many other things. And we've seen the hand of God. And that's why he's saying in verse 1, gather yourselves together. Get together and worship God. Get together and get right with God. Seek ye the Lord, verse number 3. So my question is, although we know this is Zephaniah's prophecy, although we know this is the word of God to Israel, can you see your need of it? Now, there are a couple other things that I'd like to bring out. One is that God has judged Israel in the past, present, and in the future. During the time of the Lord's walk on this earth, you know, they wanted to kill him. And what is amazing to me, he was still merciful enough to go to the cross and be beaten and shed his blood and then arise again. He was willing to do that even for the very one who put the nail in his hand. He was willing to do that for even the one that wanted to kill him. The very one that put the spear in his side. The very one who hated him. He was still merciful enough. And that's who God is. God has judged Israel in the past, and we see that a few times. We see that when the children of Israel were out in the wilderness. Korah came up, and some 12,500 of the princes of Israel went up against Moses and Aaron. And the Bible says that the earth opened up and swallowed them whole. It crushed them. It killed them. God's judgment was even on those Jews that were against him. Then there's other times where God had to show his judgment. We see that in the book of Judges. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes, Judges tells us. And each time they brought a judge on, they would be fine. Israel would follow God, and they'd fall back into sin. There's this cycle. And you and I are part of that cycle. You need that Bible to understand where you are. But understand that God has judged Israel in the past. He's judging Israel in the present. Because they will not return to him. Now, we're going to get into the idea of the remnant here in a moment. But because they have not returned to him, they still have a lot of problems over there. The president of Israel hates Benjamin Netanyahu. They won't work together. Well, I'll tell you why. Because none of them's following God Almighty right. They've not gone back to Abraham's promise. God's promise to Abraham. They have not accepted that the promise is Jesus Christ. The Messiah. Oh no, we have Moses, they'll say. So because of that, there's judgment even in the present. They live every day in fear of being bombed. How'd you like to live in a country like that? I know some of you are thinking, well, with the things that have gone on in Michigan, the United States, fearful of being somewhere and somebody walking in and shooting up the place. Well, it's very possible. You have to understand that the gun laws that we have and the ones that they want to try to get into it is not for the law-abiding citizen. What they want to do is they want to handcuff you so the outlaw is always the one that has the gun and not you. The laws that we have, because you have a God-given right to bear arms, whether you like it or not. It's the honest to God truth. And in our present time, the enemy is constantly trying to unarm you. Now, let me say this. That's why the martial arts are important. But even more so than that, the importance of the Word of God in your life. That's what gets you through the battles. And we're going to mention more of that in the morning message on faith. But God has not only done that, but Israel, He's also judged Israel in the future. Let's look at some of these ideas. So in verses 4 through 7, we see God's judgment on other nations. Look at verse 8 also speaks of that. And I have heard the reproach of Moab and the revelings of the children of Ammon. So that's the judgment there. And he mentions at the end of that verse, and magnified themselves against their border. Therefore, as I live, saith the Lord God of hosts of Israel, surely Moab shall be as Sodom and the children of Ammon as Gomorrah. So we see the judgment. You see the judgment. Now, verse 10, then they shall have their pride for their pride because they have reproached and magnified them against the people of the Lord of hosts. God is not done with Israel. There is a lot of heresy out there in this world, whether it be in the Catholic Church or the Presbyterian Church or in many other places, that will teach things like substitutionary theology. What is that? Very simply, it's in big seminary words or cemetery words. You know, when I use the word cemetery, you know what that means. But what that means is there are some that believe that God is done with Israel. He's put them aside, and now the church is the substitute of Israel. That is a lie. God is not done with Israel. He still loves His people. He has put them aside for a time. That way the gospel could go out to every creature, including you and I. Now, with this, he mentions in verse number 11, the Lord will be terrible unto them. So you see again, for he will famish all the gods of the earth, and men shall worship him, everyone from his place, even all the isles of the heathen. Paul even mentions that every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. So, verse number 12, now you have the Ethiopian. Ye Ethiopians, also ye shall be slain by the sword. In verse 13, you have the Assyrians, and he will stretch out his hand against the north and destroy Assyria, and will make Nineveh a desolation. Verse 14, all the flocks shall lie down in the midst of her, and all the beasts of the nation. Both the cormorant and the bittern shall lodge in the upper lintels of it. Their voice shall sing in the windows, desolation shall be in the thresholds, for he shall uncover the cedar work. This is the rejoicing city that I dwelt carelessly, that said in her heart, I am, and there is none beside me. There's arrogance right there in that statement. How has she become a desolation, a place for beasts to lie down in? Everyone that passeth by her shall hiss and wag their head. Destruction and warning and these kind of things. But to know that God is not done with His people. Again, judgment for all the nations. It does not matter what nationality you are, God's wrath is upon you until you accept Jesus Christ, until you allow the Lord Jesus Christ to save your soul. That's just the plain out truth. That's the Bible truth. But with this wrath, understand, God's not done with His people. There is always a remnant of believers. Always a remnant in Israel that's following after God Almighty. Even to this day, I know there's missionaries that we're not even supposed to talk about their names or where they're at. But there are missionaries inside the nation of Israel. There are those that are teaching salvation by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. I remember the Friends of Israel would talk about a lot when they would begin to witness. A Jew would normally say, well, Moses is my prophet. Moses is this and that. Oh, Moses even said you ought to believe on the Lord Jesus. And there's places in the Old Testament, especially with their Talmud, you can take them and show them where Jesus Christ is the Messiah. There's always a remnant in Israel. Now that's something to understand. All these nations, including Israel, are under the wrath of God. But there's always a group of people. Let me tell you, and Brother Mike Carson and Sister Terry have driven all the way out to Anchorage, Alaska. If you get on the map and you see that what they had to do to get there, for an old guy like Brother Mike and a young lady like Sister Terry, he was telling me about this and that. We got to Anchorage and got to this church, and forgive me, I've forgotten the name of it. But the pastor and the assistant pastor seemed like they're really good guys. They got in there and God gave Brother Mike liberty to preach, and they got some of his books. But not only that, but they've taken great care of Mike and Terry. And Mike and I were talking about it, and I said, you know, that was probably one of the biggest lessons I learned in 1997 when I first started pastoring in Mississippi. When you think you're all by yourself and there's no other Christians around, you'll be surprised by how many actually are around. And it goes back to the story of Elijah, because Elijah's upset. Elijah's running. Elijah's scared of Jezebel. She's going to kill me and blah, 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 and this and that. And then God says, what? You know Obadiah? Yeah. Why had him hide away 7,000 prophets? Oh. I just chose to use you, Elijah. Oh. God's people are everywhere. True believers are everywhere. I know this is going to shock you, but there's believers in Canada, in southern Canada, Upperland. There's believers in Minnesota. There's believers in Alaska. There's believers in the Arctic. There's believers in the Antarctic. There's believers in Africa. There's believers in Asia. You understand what I'm trying to say? There's always believers everywhere right now. And that's going to come to an end. And that's the scriptures teach us that so very vividly. When? It's in God's time. On God's prophetic calendar, the next thing on His calendar is for the Lord Jesus to come get the church. No doubt about it. That's the next thing. We can look forward to that. Before the great tribulation. Now, there's always a remnant of Israel. God will take care of His people. The songwriter said, God will take care of you every day, through no matter what part of the day, no matter what struggle of the day, no matter of this or of that. But as we mentioned that with the judgment of all nations, I want you to come over to Romans chapter 1. Watch what Paul says to the Roman church. You're going to find it to be very similar to what we've seen in Zephaniah. Now, with that in mind, just remember, judgment for all nations. Look at Romans now. Chapter 1 and verse 18, and we're going to stay there for the remainder of the morning. But Romans chapter 1, verse number 18, look at this with me if you would. Romans chapter 1 and verse number 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all. Remember that word all? We're mentioned in Romans 3:23 that for all have sinned. All throughout the Scripture, we find out that every human being is a sinner. Now, I know that's hard for some people to think that they're not a sinner. And if you could just get a person to understand that they're lost, then, and then the, only then does the Holy Spirit help them understand they need to believe. The daddy in Luke 5, help mine unbelief. And the Lord Jesus with taking those devils out of that son of His. And then, of course, the Lord Jesus getting on them disciples and saying, "Oh, ye of little faith." So he mentions, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. Y'all, you notice the next statement? And unrighteousness of men. That's you and I. That's you and I. Against all of it. Whether it's the corrupt politician. You know what's amazing to me? Y'all, they have all these stories on all this corruption and all this fraud. Has anybody seen anybody taken to jail yet? No. Just a bunch of talk. Well, God's not just a bunch of talk. When God says something, it's going to happen. This wrath is coming. The wrath of Israel. We see the wrath of God on Israel for leaving Him and not worshiping and worshiping other idols in the fall of Israel with the Assyrians, and then the fall of Judah and Israel with the Babylonians. Still to this day, they are of destruction. probably one of the most beautiful areas of earth is nothing but a bunch of desert now. The wrath of God is real. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. That's what Zephaniah is trying to get us to understand. That's what God's Word is trying to get us to understand. What do we do in that case? What can I do? We find out Jocelyn Benson did this and Jocelyn Benson did that. We find out that Gretchen Whitmer's done this and Gretchen Whitmer's done that. We find out Barack Obama's done this and Barack Obama's done that. We find out that Hillary Clinton's done this and Hillary Clinton's done that. There's so many of these politicians, whether the Nancy Pelosi's of this world that can take a dollar and turn it into $400 million. Everyone knows that these people are corrupt. Everyone knows. What are they? They're holding the truth in unrighteousness. January 6th, 2021. Y'all remember that? People were beaten and have been in jail since then, and Trump's trying to work on that now. For nothing. Political prisoners thrown in jail and beaten for nothing. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. You say, Pastor, there's a lot of bleakness there. Absolutely. What goes around comes around. Wrath is real, but on the other side of it, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. There is an opposite to this, but this morning, understand that the wrath of God is on, it doesn't matter your nationality, it doesn't matter your last name. Verse number 19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. Everybody gets a chance. Do y'all understand that? In nature, you can see the general revelation of God. You'll either believe that that came from some kind of a cesspool of an amoeba or whatnot, and there's this great big explosion, and there's this and this, and or you can believe that God did it. I don't know if y'all noticed the flowers really blooming around here. They're beautiful flowers. The grass looks nice. It's starting needing some rain, so we've been praying for rain. The beauty of this earth, you go out and you see, yesterday I took Matthias out to the range over at Mack Legends in East Lansing or in Okemos, and there's deer out playing on the driving range where people were hitting golf balls. Michigan is amazing to me. Of course, I think their rules and laws on taking deer is ridiculous. About like Indiana. That's why you have so many dead deer on the side of the road. It's ridiculous. And you can't tell them anything. They think they're God's answer to the wildlife population. Yeah, whatever. You're a bunch of idiots. As I mentioned that, the beauty of God's earth, you're going to see your need of the Lord Jesus just in the beauty of the earth. The trees. Who do the trees point to? Their creator. Who do those birds sing to? Their creators. The beauty of the flower is shown for what? For God. All done to the glory of God. All of it. It's amazing. It's amazing the beauty that's there. Verse 20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are cleanly seen. People cannot stand before God and say, I didn't know I was supposed to be saved. I didn't know I was lost. No, it's clearly seen. This is why you have to understand that judgment and the wrath of God is on every nation. Every nation. It's not just this one or that one, but it's everyone. Being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Even Zephaniah saying, hey, Israel, you're without excuse. You saw the Red Sea and the ground dry up. You saw every time you were thirsty, God provided water. God provided angels' food. God provided meat. God provided victory in the battles. You think about their first battle, one of their first battles. Do y'all remember that one? Moses is up on the hill. Joshua's down fighting the battle, and Aaron and Hur are doing what? Holding the man of God's arms up. He had gotten so tired as he had his staff up, he had his arms up. Israel, when his arms would go down, Israel would be losing in the battle. When his arms went back up, Israel would be winning in the battle. Then Aaron and Hur got over there and they noticed that and they started holding up his hands. They'd seen God work. They saw the largest, most ferocious army on earth destroyed in the Red Sea at that time. They had seen God who met with Moses on top of Mount Sinai. God told him, he says, don't get him anywhere near the base. I don't want any of them there. They don't want them near it at all. And they saw the thunderings and they saw the different things. And yet they still would not believe. But that's what human nature is. So they are without excuse. Anyone in hell is without excuse. Anyone who will be thrown in the lake of fire, as we see in the after the great white throne judgment. Listen, friends, if they burn in hell, they are without excuse. They have been given the gospel. They have been shown the truth. They have been shown their need that God's wrath is upon every nationality. Every one of them. Verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. Boy, look at this next statement. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. The heart of man, according to Jeremiah, is dark. Understanding that you and I, without God, our heart is so dark. Verse 22, for professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Do y'all ever hear a politician or anyone that's got some power to them and they say things and you shake your head? Well, that don't make any sense. Anybody else hear that? I can think of a few names. My favorite is Kamala Harris. They always talk about her having these word salads. You know what a word salad is? It's got a little bit of carrot to it. Might have some peas in it. It might have some lettuce in it. Got some kale in it. Got this in it. Got that in it. And you just toss it around. That's what a word salad is. Barack Obama was a horrible, horrible public speaker. You know, I had some folks in this church mad at me for pointing that out. Anyone that stands, well, here, I'm just going to do a little experiment. Y'all ready for this? Because that when they knew him, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain and in their. How long would you sit under that? Was that annoying? I can do it some more. Would you like for me to do it some more? Catherine, is that not annoying? That's how Barry talked. That's how many of our politicians talk to this day. And it R&D, it doesn't matter what's after their name. I've even noticed Tom Cruise, Senator Cruz from Texas. He will every now and then, he will have some struggles with some of the words that he gets. Very intelligent man. He's helped Judge Alito, one of the greatest Supreme Court justices in American history. Judge Alito was a very righteous man. The individual also, and I just thought, I can see his face. The black gentleman, that's the Supreme Court justice now. Fantastic human being. Great man. Good man of God. What did you say, Brother Ray? Thomas, yeah. Great man. And the way they tried to scar him, I remember as a kid for him going through, you know, Reagan had appointed him and they was going through all this and they wanted to talk about some other woman he had and then come to find out it was all a bunch of lies. Some great speakers. But then you get those whenever you hear a speaker and they say, they're nervous. They're hoping you'll believe the cow dung that's coming out their mouth. Did I clean that up? Cow dung. Bull dung. Then that's what's happening. There's a lot of preachers like that in our world. Their heart is darkened. Verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. God's trying to use the book of Zephaniah to warn us of what's going on. Get your head out of the sand, Christian. Well, God's done so much good for us, amen. But we also need to understand, this is the way the world's going. We just pray for God's mercy and grace and to pray for us to have the opportunity to give the gospel. Now, there's a lot more Bible verse here, and we're about done for this morning. I'll try to shut up, and we'll just read the Word of God here. Amen. Verse 23, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. The picture that you've seen, that you know, the long-haired Jesus, that is nothing but an idol. That is an image, and the Bible tells us that we are not to create an image of God. God's a person. You don't want that image. That image, you or someone else, and many others to this day, they have worshipped that man hanging on the cross in the Catholic Church, the babe in the manger. They want those things because they're not intimidating. A long-haired hippie, European hippie, is not God. And they like these images because these images do not show the wrath of God. They're not intimidating. A babe in a manger, a dead man on a cross, or even this European Jesus in this picture. They're not intimidating, and they have become idols. And men and women say, whoa, I told you when I was at Pensacola doing some of those flashcards, they had a picture of Jesus. I said, I can't print that. I won't print that. The Bible says no graven image. And that picture of a young boy, dark curly hair, very tanned, olive colored skin, and that probably is the way he looked. But the Bible says don't do that. Becca Book, why are you printing something like that? Even the Lord Jesus hanging on a cross. Now, I don't mind you showing a cross, but there's a whole lot of people that will build these things and they think they're doing something righteous and they're not. That's not who the Lord Jesus... You all understand the Lord Jesus is not on the cross? Do y'all understand He's seated at the right hand of the Father? All judgment, John chapter 6 and John chapter 8, all judgment has been given to Him. So that's why they become fools. Verse 24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Now, in the rest of the chapter, boy, we see some things. This is why we must understand that no one will escape the wrath of God without believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you believe on Him, you will escape it. But if you do not, the wrath of God is real. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Seek the Lord. There in Zephaniah. Seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness in Matthew chapter 6. All throughout the Bible is to seek after Him, seek after Him, seek after Him, and seek after Him. God's wrath is on the rejecter, the God-hater, the unbelieving sinner. It is amazing to me the garbage that's going on in our world this day. Y'all understand what I mean by that? The minds are being changed. There's a lot of propaganda out there. Listen, Michigan State, our colleges have become institutions of mind warping. You realize that, right? They want the world's doctrine and they want the world's truth out there. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of Bible colleges that are that away. Boy, I look back on it now, and I love my experience at Pensacola Christian and the fact that you know, God did so much for Jamie and I and our family, and we'll praise Him for that. But even our Bible colleges are a train wreck. They're not preaching the truth. They're not allowing the truth to be the importance of it. Bob Jones University doesn't even have a Bible. Hiles Anderson, all they wanted to do was worship the president of the college. Beloved, it is amazing to me how even within the Independent Baptist we see this. Beloved, this morning, God's wrath is on everyone except for the one who has believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. But even when you get saved, it doesn't mean you can change doctrine and do some of the silliness. I know that I can't be the police officer for the church. There's a lot of times I'll say, Lord, why does that individual, what is going on? They said that, Lord. And the first thing the Lord says, just keep studying and keep preaching the truth, standing on the truth. You know, y'all, your pastor's not well liked because he doesn't kiss the ring. I don't bow down. I don't, and I'm not, God willing, I will never stand in this pulpit with heresy. I'm not. And that's probably why I can be considered ferocious at times. It's not ferocious. It's just that I don't want to ever not stand on the truth and become a fool. So this morning, just remember, God's wrath is on the rejecter. God's wrath is on the God-hater. And God's wrath is on the unbelieving sinner. There was a young man that was asked this question not too recently in an interview. He said, what rights? This is a white young man. Probably 19 to 20. What rights has President Trump taken from you? He wanted to say this. He says, no. I asked the question, what rights has President Trump taken from you? Well, I'm a white kid. None. But he's done. No. That's not the question. That's not the answer. That's not the question. Because the answer is nothing. The world is right now so deceived. But there's a reason for it. The devil's trying to do everything he can to take as many into the lake of fire with him as he possibly can. The wrath of God is real. Father, thank you for Sunday school. I praise it's been a help. Thank you for the book of Zephaniah. In Jesus' name, amen.